The Gemara in Ksuvis, Tashid Aleph, and Aleph discusses the geiris of a katan, how a katan is made into a geir. Amar of Huna, the Gemara, the Mishnah discusses ki geiris pusim ibas shalosh shalom yamechad. Gemara says, Amar of Huna, geir katan matbilin oso al das bezdin. Bezdin completes the conversion of a geir who is a katan, who is not a godl in his own right yet. Besin does it. Ma'akamashvan zeschusulo. What this teaches you is that that's considered a schus. It's considered a benefit for the guy who's a katan to become a Jew. We look at that as a schus for him. Bezakin ladim shol b'fanav. And the rule is that we give someone something even without asking him. For example, if I find an object in the street, I could pick it up and say, I am acquiring this for my friend through the din of Zakin La'odim Shalom B'fonav. Tosus and the Rishonim discuss whether how Zechiyah works. Most Rishonim say it's Midin Shlichus, meaning that it's as if the person who I'm giving it the object to made me a Shliach to pick up the object and give it to him. Similarly, the Gemara says, Geirus is a positive thing. It's something that's beneficial for the guy cotton. Therefore, Besen can give the guy cotton Geirus through the din of Zechiah, since it's something that the Geir can be assumed to want. Had it been something he wasn't interested in, they wouldn't be able to do that, because Ein Chavin La'adim Shalom B'fanav. We cannot take away from a person without asking him, or do something that's damaging to him without asking. But we can give someone something without asking and automatically make it his. The din of ger katan matbilin also, al das besin, works through the mechanics of zakin la'adam shlo b'fonav, of using a schus, of doing something beneficial for the ger without even asking him. Gemara just goes on and discusses this more in depth. If the ger katan's father or mother convert together with him, then it's clear that it's a schus for him. It says that if the ger katan grows up, he's able to refute, take back the geiris and say, I didn't want the geiris to work. However, he must do that at the moment that he grows up, at the moment that he becomes a godel, the Gemara says. The Rishonim ask over here, the Shita Mekubetzis brings the Rashba and Ritva, who ask, why does it say ger katan matbilin oso al das bezdin? What is the point of mentioning tvila more than mila? We know there are two parts to geiris. First, a person wants to be megayer, is given mila. Mila is performed on him. After the wound heals, he's taken to the mikveh, and he's tovel. That's if it's a man. If it's a woman, then there's a one-step process. But with a man, there's a two-step process. Here we're discussing a ger, which would seem to be referring to a male, and it mentions matbilin osal das bezdin. We're able to do the tvila. We're able to be tovel him through das bezdin. What about the mila? Why doesn't it mention the mila? I want to discuss some of the terutzim given by the Rishonim, and through that develop some deeper understanding also of the entire process of ger katan and how the tefila of bezin works to convert the ger. The Shita brings a Rashba that says, "Tirus Rashba hikshu mefreshan amaynok and matbilin v'lo nakom ramolin." The Tirus Rashba, the milsa the sheichu b'scharim v'ne kevus nakat. First answer is very simple. We're discussing, we mentioned the process of tefila because that's something that applies to males and to females. And therefore, since it's more standard, the Gemara Rav Huna mentions matbilin also. But the same would apply to mila. O tiritzal, mishum de tefila gemar melachto. Tefila is the completion of the process of geiris. It's the finishing of the geiris. Kedekai melon mol v'lo toval ke'ilu lo mol. After the mila, we perform a tefila. And if he had mila without the tefila, it doesn't count. Therefore, look at matbilin. That's why it mentions matbilin also, since that's the final process of the geiris. Rashi says, shloish matbilin, de'en lecha ger blo mila utvila. The Shita Mekubetzis explains that Rashi is alluding to the answer of the Rashba. Why does it mention Tvila? Because that's the end of the process. Ein l'chagevlo mila u'tvila. You have to have the Tvila as well. Therefore, the Gemara mentions Tvila, but the same would apply to Mila. The third teretz that the Rashba gives is that The Rashba explains Tvila, my Pilin Asodas person is a bigger Chiddush. Malin Asodas person isn't as big a Chiddush. Why is that? The completion of the Geiris is when he becomes a Gadol, says the Rashba. When he becomes a Gadol and he's Mitzratzi, he agrees for the Geiris to take effect, that is when the Geiris is completed. And if so, we would expect that there should be some part of the process of Geiris, the action, whatever it was that caught, that makes him a Geir, meaning the Milo, the Tvila, should still be around at the time when he grows up and he becomes a Geir, a full Geir, by agreeing to the Geiris. The Mila is still around at the time, and therefore it makes sense that the Mila should now click in and take effect. But the Tvila is not around at the time that the Geir grows up. He went into the water, came out, there's nothing left of the Tvila at the time that he grows up. I would therefore think that his Tvila shouldn't help. Mila certainly helps for a Geir Katan al Das Bezen, but perhaps Tvila doesn't help. Says the Gemara, no, even Magbila knows al Das Bezen. The Tvila also helps. This idea that the Mila is still around as long as a person is Nimol might be alluding to what the Gemara tells us in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos tells us David HaMelech was in the bathhouse and said, oh no, I don't have any mitzvahs on me, until he remembered the Mila. Rach HaZeruah, Chaim HaZeruah, the son of the Ar Zeruah, brings this as a proof that Mila is a constant mitzvah. As long as a person has a Mila, he is being the kind of mitzvah. David HaMelech felt he is doing a mitzvah now. Similarly, the Rashba is saying the Mila is around. It's as if the Mila is being done at the time that he grows up. Rav Gutzman, Zechatzadik Levracha, my Rebbe said that this might be alluding to that same Chiddush, when the Rashba says the Mila is still around. But aside from that, the Rashba is saying that the Geiris is being completed at the time that he grows up, or at least there's a Havamin of the Geiris is being completed at the time that the Geir grows up. This might be the key to an important point in understanding what exactly is happening by Geir Katan. The Rashba says there's a Havamin of the Geiris is being completed when the Geir grows up, and the Gemara therefore tells us Matbilenos al Das Bezen, even though the Tzvil is not around when the Geir grows up, it could still help. Does that mean that the Rashba is agreeing, yes, the real Geiris only takes effect when he grows up? Or is he saying, no, the Geiris, the reason that the Tvila helps is because it doesn't have to be around when he grows up, since the Geiris takes effect the moment Bezdin does it. The reason he has to grow up is for something else. It's because he has to agree to the Geiris. Meaning, is it that when he grows up, his Ratzon creates a Geiris? Or is it that he has a Geiris immediately from the moment that Bezdin does it, while he's a Katan? But when he grows up, he has the right to say, I don't like the Geiris. I don't want it to be a Geiris. How could he do that? He could repeal the Geiris, not because the Geiris never took effect fully, but because the Geiris can be repealed. The Gilin HaShas, the Rishonim, the Achronim are Mitzayim to the Rashba in Kedushin Chaf Gimel, who explains why this should be, says that there are certain things, such as giving a present to a friend, which is clearly a Chus. He certainly wants a present. Therefore, if I pick something up and I say, I want this $100 bill to belong to my friend, it will belong to him. Even if he says later, I didn't want it, then it may still belong to him. It's still his, because generally people want it. However, there are certain things that most of the times people consider a benefit and want it. However, there's a good amount of people that don't consider it a benefit. That's the case of the Geir Katan. when the ger katan grows up, he can therefore say, even though you thought it was beneficial for me, I am now old enough to tell you that I don't want to be a Jew. That's what the ger could say. That's how he repeals the geris. What that means is really the geris took effect while he was a katan, just that when he's a gadol, he could tell us that he never really wanted us. He could tell us whether it was his chus or not. But if it was his chus, it took effect entirely while he was a katan. So again, the Rashba, by explaining that there's a havamina, the mila and tefila have to be around at the time that the ger grows up, shows us that there is a svara to say the geris is only completed when the ger grows up. The maskana is the tefila does not have to be around when the ger grows up. And the reason for that might be because of what we just said, because the ger when he grows up only shows us that he didn't really want it, that it's not a schus for him, but he doesn't have to add something to the geris to make it effectual. It's already taking it already has all that it needs to take effect when he's a katan. When he grows up, he could say, this wasn't beneficial for me, I don't want such presents. But if he does want it, then it took effect back when he was a katan. I'd like to develop this theme a little bit more and explain that in more depth now by bringing the continuation of the Sheet of Kubetes. But before the Sheet of Kubetes brings a new teretz of its own, the fourth teretz. Before going into that fourth teretz, though, I'd like to bring another teretz not mentioned in the Shittim Kuvetzes or the Rishonim in the Sugya, which my Rebbe of Gusman Zecher Tzadik Livracha suggested based on an Amukah Yosef in Yevamos. Why is it that the Gemara mentions Matbilin Ger Katan and it doesn't mention the Mila? In Yevamos we find that when a Ger is Megayer, first he must have a Mila. The wound must heal because he can't be Tovelin when the wound is still raw. After that, we perform Tvila. The Gemara also says, Shehuya mitzvah lo mashinan. We do what we can so as not to delay the geiris of the ger. Asks in the Mukhe Yosef, if we don't want to delay the geiris of the ger, then why do we have him perform Mila first, and then we have to wait until he gets better before doing the Tvila? Do a Tvila, then afterwards we can do the Mila. Immediately afterwards, and it'll be a ger. We won't have to push it off. In the Mukhe Yosef, it's on page Tazayin of Aleph of the Rif. Says the imtaim alama mashin osalamulo betchila ulahamten achi is rapping. Yet bilu betchila. First we should do the tefila, and immediately afterwards perform mila. Yesh lo amar tekeshu aro ein tefila mo elis to have like a tevil v'sheretz piyado. When he is orel, meaning he doesn't have a mila, the tefila can't work. The tefila can't affect anything. Why? Because it's as if he's being tovel v'sheretz piyado, meaning a person that's tovel for taira is trying to remove the tumah. If he goes into the mikvah holding a sheretz, which is metame, and he comes out holding the sheretz, then the mikvah obviously cannot do anything to him. It's not going to be metire him. It says that in Mukhe Yosef, the same way, if a person tries performing tvila while he's an oro, a guy that performs tvila for geiris, the tvila cannot affect anything, because the very fact that he's an oral shows that he doesn't want to be a Jew, so it's taking away from the mila. It's making the tvila ineffectual. What that means is that the reason for the mila is in order to allow the tvila to work. Rav Gusman brings a chakir from his Rebbe, Shimon Shkop and Shari Yasher. What happens when someone's tevil v'sheretz piyado? Does he become tamei and tar? Every second he's becoming tamei from the sheretz and then becoming tar again from the mikvah? Or is it that he never becomes tamei in the tahar in the first place? He says from this Mukhe Yosef it's clear that he never becomes tar in the first place, because if he become tar for a minute, meaning if the tefillah could be effectual for a minute, but then afterwards the sheretz takes away something from the tefillah, then the Mukhe Yosef would not have a parallel to that in the case of an Arl doing Tvila, because when an Arl does Tvila, if the Tvila takes effect for 1 second, he's a Ger. What's the difference if afterwards he's an Arl again? But he's a Ger. He can't become a guy after he's a Ger. It's clear that Tovel V'sheretz Piyado never becomes Tar in the first place, and the Tvila is not effective at all. In any case, the Nemukhe Yosef says, the Tvila B'dievin Ma'akev, this Arlus prevents the Tvila from taking effect, even with the Eved. The Teza, the Halukah, he brings Ryans. He says, Hachad Tumas Arlus Tumah Gemura. He brings the Rishonim that argue on this. And the Rabban says that you could do Mila after Tvila with the Eved. He brings a Raya from the case that Tosus brings out in Arsugya. The case of a Mu'uberes and a Skyra, a woman who is Mu'uberes, who is pregnant, a Gioris who is pregnant, who goes to the mikveh. The Gemara says that if we say Uber Yerachima, meaning that the baby inside of her is like a part of her, a limb of hers, obviously the Tzvila will help for the baby as well. But even if we say Uber Lav Yerachima, the baby is a separate entity, nevertheless the Tzvila helps for the baby. You might ask, the water is not touching the baby. How could tefillah help? The water has to touch the body. The Gemara says the woman's body is not considered a chatzitza. It's not considered a separation between the water and the baby, since that's where the baby grows. It's the way that it always grows, and therefore it's not a foreign object that's separating between the baby and the water. The tefillah helps for the baby. What about mila? Asks the Ramban. Ramban says it must be that the mila is performed afterwards. And if so, you see that the mila can be performed after tefillah, and tefillah can be done for an aro. And this goes, the Mukesef says that we can defend this by saying the pshat of Tovul v'sheres biyado, by saying that the baby who isn't roy for a mila, the fetus which can't have mila performed for him altogether, doesn't have any sheres. Since you cannot perform mila in that arla, that's not considered a sheres. Brings that from the ra'a. And he says, therefore, the baby does not even need mila, as far as Geirus is concerned. He's considered a Geir the moment that he's born, and the mila is just the mila of Yadus. So in any case, we see that according to the Nemuke Yosef, it's possible that the mila is not part of the Geirus at all. It's just a prelude to the Geirus. In order for the Geirus, the tefila, to take effect, and the tefila is what's doing everything, you have to perform mila. If so, the Gemara here says, Matbilan also Das Besin, perhaps because the mila does not have to be in Das Besin. The mila is simply to remove the arla. And removal of the arla doesn't involve becoming a Jew. If it doesn't involve becoming a Jew, then perhaps it does not need Das Besin. That's what Guzman suggested. However, he pointed out that it's possible that mila has two parts. It does two things. First of all, it removes the sheretz, and also it does part of the geirus as well. And there clearly are Rishonim that say the Mila is performing part of the Geirus, such as the Rashba in the Yevamah Safayin Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that we know that an Oro can eat from a Pesach, and a Goy can eat from a Pesach, but we have another Pasuk to teach you that a Geir Shemol Velo Toval can eat from the Korban Pesach. Why do we need such a Pasuk? If we have a Pasuk saying that an Oro can eat from a Pesach, saying a Goy can eat from a Pesach, if a Goy can't eat from a Pesach, then a Ger Shemol V'lo Tavul is a Goy. He can't eat. Says the Rashba, no, he's Nifnes Tzatz L'Yadus Al-Aideh L'Mila, and therefore he's not in the category of a regular Goy. Tosfos argues. Tosfos in Yevamos Mem Vav Mabeis says, no, that this Pasuk simply means to teach us that a Ger Shemol V'lo Tavul didn't complete the Geirus, and therefore he's still a Goy. It's not really telling you that he's a pseudo-Jew, he's something in between. There seems to be a machlokas whether the Geirus of Mila does some of the Geirus already or not. The Nemuke Yosef will certainly say that the Mila alone does none of the Geirus if he's learning that Mila is only accomplishing removal of the sheretz. However, he could be learning like the Rashba that aside from accomplishing removal of the sheretz, the Mila also brings a person partly into Judaism. In any case, that's another answer for why the Gemara mentions Matbilan also, that Rav Gosman suggested. The Shita brings another answer, a fifth answer now, and he says, V'efshe d'lohochi no katfila, mishum d'chashivas chus kamar, avu mila kivin shemitztayer, lo chashivas chus, v'lo shayich bein lemeimer al da'as bezdin. Says Shita Mekubet, says, mila is a chov, it's not a chus. Why is it a chov? Because it hurts. It's difficult, it's a hard process. So you cannot do that for a ger katan. Umiyu, says the Shita, kivin dikfarmo, afilu avachavoso, fayotzi de mila, v'shuv kishayat bilu, havelis chus, v'nigmar malachta al das bestin shapir, kain nearly. Shita Mesa says, when it says matbilin also, it means that if someone went and gave a mila to the ger katan, to this katan, who's a guy, without asking, he's not allowed to, because it's not a schus for him. But he did it. If afterwards Besim did a tvila for Geiris, then the Geiris will help. Because it's nigmar lachtal zas Besim. This is a strange thing. How do we understand this? How do we understand that if someone does a mila for the ger, it can be, even though it's a chov, it could be part of his geirus, such that if Besim does the tvila afterwards, which is now a schus, since it doesn't hurt, and since he already had the mila, now he could become a ger al das Besim. How did the mila make him, bring him into Judaism? How did the mila do its part for the geirus without a das Besim if it's a chayv? And says Rav Gussman, bringing that same to Mukhe Yosef, the shita must hold that the mila is simply removal of a sheretz and no more than that. It's not entering the guy into Judaism. It's not bringing him partially into Judaism. Rather, the mila is simply removing this sheretz, removing this tumah of arlus that a guy has in order that he could do the tefillah. And therefore, if the mila was removed without making a geirus, you don't need to ask Besim for this. You don't have to give him geirus. But if the mila was done, al das, even people that aren't a Besim, it was done, even though it's a chov, it wasn't done with the din of tzchia. Nevertheless, it removes the sheretz. Once you remove the sheretz, a mila l'shem yadzis removes the sheretz, now you could do tvila. And if the tvila is done al das Besim, then it could be a ger. If the mila is done l'shem yadzis, it doesn't have to make him a partial ger. And therefore, it doesn't require the tzchia of a Besim. But the tvila does require the tzchia of a Besim. The sheet is clearly using that same svar. That's the way Rav Gussman understood it. The way of Gusman's understanding, the zchus involved in the zaken ladam shalob b'fanav of the ger katan is the zchus of giving him geiris, giving a guy Judaism. Somehow, Besdin is able to do that, to give that over to a guy. Now, this is a very strange concept altogether. How could Besdin give a guy Judaism? What are they doing? What is it that that they're giving him? He's not doing anything to take it. He's not. There's no object over here that we're giving him. It's just that they're giving him das of becoming a Jew. They're giving him the decision or the ability to become a Jew. It's a strange type of thing that Besim could do. And normally, in fact, when it comes to shlichus, we say that if a person cannot do something himself, then he cannot make a shlich to do it. And here Besim is doing something for him, which he himself cannot do. He himself cannot make a shliach for cannot make himself Jewish, but he can make a shliach for Besim to be mezakeh to him the Judaism. It's a strange thing then. But Rabbi Kiveger might have also understood this way. Rabbi Kiveger asks on Tosfos. Tosfos asks the question on the sugya: how can a ger katan become a ger min ha-taira? Now, who says he's a ger min ha-taira? Well, the mashmaos of the sugya is that a ger katan becomes a ger al das Besdin, and if so, it's mashmi is a ger, a full-fledged ger. He could marry even while he's a katan, even before he finally agrees. He could marry, and he has a din of ksuva, a din of knas, all these dinim of the Mishnah. And the geirus happened while he was a katan. There's no new action of geirus that he does when he's a gadol, even if he agrees to the geirus, but he never does a new action of geirus when he becomes a gadol. And yet the Mishnah says that if a woman's megayer less than 3 years old, she could marry a Jew. She has all the, that seems to be that she's a regular, full-fledged Jew. It's a geirus deraisa. There's another gemara that tells us the geirus of a katan's deraisa. That's the gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Tes on the Beis, which Ayin Avraf, that discusses the din of a ger katan regarding gezel ager. If someone steals from a ger who's a katan, there's a special pasuk in the Torah that tells us that there's a din of gezel ager for a ger who's a katan. The din of gezel ager is that if someone steals from a Jew and then he swears that he didn't steal, he has to bring a korban and he has to pay a keren v'chomesh. If he steals from a ger, he has no one to pay to. In any case, so he pays to the kohanim, Nevertheless, the pasuk alludes to a ger who is a katan stealing from a ger who is a katan. We see there is such thing as a ger who is a katan. Asks Tosfos, how can a ger become a katan? Katan become a ger minat taira? We know that this din of ger katan is working with din zakin ladin shlobafanov zechia is a type of shlichus. Tosfos says zechia means a man side of David leshayach. Zechia means that I'm allowed to give something to someone else if I know that he would certainly want it, as we mentioned. And therefore it works through shlichus. A katan doesn't have a din of shlichus. A guy katan doesn't have any din of shlichus. A Jew katan has a din of shlichus to a bonon. But they certainly have no din of shlichus midaraisa, so how could it be a din of tzachia midaraisa? So Tosfos answers that there is such a thing as a ger who's a katan, not the one in Sanhedrin, not the one in our sugya, in the case of mu'uberes sheniskaira, in the case of a pregnant woman who's tevel. Ask to Rekiv Eger, that's very good, but that's good if Uber Yerachima. What about if Uber Lav Yerachima, which is a Machlokas Amaram? If Uber Lav Yerachima, then the cotton who's a fetus inside the mother is being tivel through the mother's tvila. And the tvila works because it's no chatzitza. But they still need Besdin to make him a ger. What's making him a ger? What's the difference if he's a fetus? If you say Uber Lav Yerachimo, he's an independent persona, and he has to have Geirus, and since he doesn't have Das, Bezin has to make him a Ger. Rekiv Eger is clearly understanding also that the idea of Ger Katan over here is, the idea of Zechia is that Bezin's giving him the Geirus. Perhaps the Zechia here is can be looked at differently. The Zechia is to make the Tvila Lishma Lashem Geirus, and to make the Mila Lashem Geirus. The Zechia here is that the cotton cannot make a tefillah l'shem geiris, and Bezin is saying this is going to be l'shem geiris. A guy also cannot make a tefillah. It's possible that a guy cannot even make a tefillah l'shem geiris, even if he's a gadol, because there's no such thing as Judaism for a guy. A guy is a guy, he's not a Jew. So a tefillah l'shem geiris can only be accomplished by a person who is Jewish, and since he's not Jewish yet, he can't do it. But a katan certainly doesn't have to ask to make lishma. We'll discuss this a bit more in a minute. And if so, perhaps when a mu'uberes is miskayer, since the act of tvila of the fetus is the same exact act of tvila of the mother, the lishma is there, it's inherent, because the mother can be tayvah lishma. And therefore, the bezin is not needed to make this into a tvilas mitzvah. Now, if a man takes his, a guy takes his young son and they go and dunk together in the mikveh, that's not called a tefillah lishma just because the father's tefillah is lishma, because it's two different acts of tefillah. Even though the father's dunking the son is being dunked on his own body separately, whereas a fetus is being dunked with the same exact tefillah. The action of going down is the action of the mother. That's the action that's pulling the fetus down, and because it's inside of the mother, and therefore it is a rei lishma. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Tosfos by us discusses, says this will be the case of ger katan in Sanhedrin. The ger katan that the Torah mentions when the Torah says there's such a thing as a ger katan, as far as gezel ager, as far as the pasuk over there. In our sugya, it's not talking about muber sheniskaira. We're talking about a regular ger katan, a 5-year-old that the bezin takes and is tevel l'shem geiris. How could that become, how can that be made into a tefila geiris deraisa? Says Tosfos, Einachanami is a geris drabanan, because a katan doesn't have schiyah deraisa, only has schiyah drabanan. Asks Tosfos, but this is a guy doesn't have schiyah even drabanan when he's a katan. Says it says, well, when he's megaya, he turns into a Jew, and a Jew has schiyah midrabanan. Therefore, it's born ke'echa, the Judaism and Zechiah come together. Since if he's a Jew, he has Zechiah, therefore we give him Zechiah in order to make him a Jew. This is called Bon Ke'echa. There are examples of this by the din of Get, given to a Ever, Ki to Yad Bon Ke'echa, Get Shechra. That's Sugyas and Gittin. In any case, that's what Tosfos says here. Tosfos in Sanhedrin proves this point from the Geirus of a Gadol. He says, how is a Gadol ever Megayer? He has to have the Das of Bezdin. Otherwise, how would he ever be Megayer? And he can't have the Das of Bezdin unless he could make him Shluchim. And he's a guy, he can't make him Shluchim. As it tells us, every Ger, even a Gadol, only is Megayer through the din of Gita Yadin Born Ke'echad. Through the din of Tfiloto, this Chiyas of Born Ke'echad. Since when he's Megayi, he becomes a Jew, and a Jew can make a Shlech, therefore he can make Bez Meshlech in order to become a Jew. So, Taisus there might be learning that even a Goy Gadol cannot have a Kavan of Lishma, Lishem Geiris, because it's not a concept of a Goy. It's not a concept of a Gentile. It's a concept of a Jew, and therefore only a Jew can have such Kavan of Lishma. We have such a concept by Gittin. The Get has to be written Lishma, and a Goy cannot try to get Lishma, because there's no such thing as a Get for a Goy, therefore he cannot do something Lishem Get. Similarly, there's no such thing as Tfilas Yadzus for a Goy, therefore a Goy must use Bezdin in order to make the Tfilas Shem Yadzus. That's what Tosfos and Sanhedrin is learning. Tosfos by us might be learning that only a Ger Katan needs the Das of Bezdin, but not a Gadol, because a Goy can relate to Tvila Lishem Yadus, since Geirus is something that applies to a Gentile, even though it takes him away, takes him out of being a Gentile and makes him a Jew, but it's something that does apply to a Gentile. A Kotten, though, cannot have that Kavana without Bezin giving it to him. That could be the idea of Ger Kotten. However, Taisvus in Sanhedrin gives another teres. Taisvus says that it's possible that the Geirus of a Ger Katan is not using shlichus or zchia altogether. Rather, it's the geirus is act performed on his body. It makes him into a Jew, whether he likes it or not. What is Bezin doing? Bezin is just giving him, making the choice. Shall he be a Jew? Shall he not be a Jew? They decide. Well, it's good for him. Let's make him a Jew. But once they do the mila and tefila for him, that makes him a ger without any das, without anything else. That's what's making him a ger. And therefore, they don't need a shlichus. No shlichus is required. And Tosfos says that's what it means. Higdilu shalachz v'lamichu shivenichon l'nimchus. Demol lehu milu tefila shal katlus shayisa begufam veinu chaserim el kabbalas mitzvos. Mitzav shegodlu v'lamichu haynu kabbalah. Tosfos says when they grow up, that is the kabbalas mitzvos. That is the missing part of the geiris that they couldn't have done yet while they were cotton. That's the kabbalah that happens then. This is the Havamin of the Rashba, where he said that maybe the Mil and Tvila still have to be around when he grows up, because when he grows up, part of the Geirus is happening. That's the Svara of Taisus and Sanhedrin. And that's the Svara, according to that Svara, then it's clear that the Mil and Tvila do not require any Das Bezdin. What do they, why does it say Zaken Lom Svara Befanav? What it means is simply that Bezdin chooses, should we do, is it good for him or is it bad for him? If it's good for him, we'll make him a ger. Not by being mezakeh to him any chalos, not by making anything take effect, but by simply doing the mila and doing the tefillah, that makes him a ger, without them having to give him anything. That must be what the Shita Mekubetza says, when he says that if the mila was done by someone who wasn't interested in the well-being of the ger, person could not do the tefillah because of zaken la'adam. They mean what Taisvus says in Sanhedrin, that the zaken la'adam over here, it's not necessary to make the geirus take effect. It's only necessary in order for us to choose. Should we do it or should we not do it? Madvila no das bezdin. But the mila, perhaps it's not the das bezdin, he says, because maybe that's a chayv, and it's not a chus, and therefore it cannot be done by bezdin.